USA Radio News. Debate season is now over, and now the candidates will see a race to the finish line that is too close to call with 10 days left before Election Day. Joe Biden spent his closing remarks going after his opponent with a myriad of buzzwords.
What is on the ballot here is the character of this country. Decency, honor, respect, treating people with dignity, making sure that everyone has an even chance. And I'm going to make sure you get that. You haven't been getting it in the last 4 years.
Biden spent Friday in Delaware unveiling a COVID-19 attack plan.
It will still be many months before any vaccine is widely available. And we need a president who will take responsibility for making sure it gets to every single person in this country in a way that's equitable and accountable. We need a president who, in the meantime, is doing his job to protect the American people.
Over 24 states are reporting a rise in cases. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A series of church convocation events in North Carolina is a prime example of why gathering in large groups remains a risk as COVID-19 continues on in America. Over 100 people have tested positive after gatherings between October 4th and October 11th. 3 people have died and a cluster was discovered as well. There are at least 8,400,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and at least 223,000 deaths from the virus, that according to Johns Hopkins University. A candidate for a Missouri congressional seat is suggesting that the Pentagon be defunded. Retired four-star General Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
What that will do, it will encourage our adversaries and put national security of the American people at risk. And our adversaries will fundamentally exploit it. People have significantly different viewpoints as how to handle these problems. I think it's one, it's irresponsible, and two, it is very insulting to the American people.
Keane was outspoken about the lack of foreign policy discussed in Thursday's event.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A test done by the Department of Defense and American Airlines is providing good news to air travelers. Fox News has the story.
The study found that when seated and wearing a mask, on average, only 0.003% of infected air particles made their way into another passenger's breathing zone, even when every seat on the plane is occupied. It's the most comprehensive study on aircraft airflow ever done, finding that 99.99% of infected particles were filtered out of commercial airplane cabins within 6 minutes, thanks to onboard HEPA air filtration systems that have high air exchange rates in downward ventilation designs. This is how the study worked. A robotic mannequin was placed inside Boeing 777 and 767 commercial airplanes. The mannequin was retrofitted with an integrated aerosol generator, which released 180 million particles per test, equivalent to thousands of coughs. More than 300 tests were conducted in flight and on the ground over 6 months. And while the findings are encouraging, the study has not yet been scientifically peer-reviewed.
As the World Series rolls on from a neutral site in Texas, Major League Baseball is the third of the four major sports to have accomplished a major goal during the season. The National Basketball Association and National Hockey League each were able to get through their season and playoffs without having a shutdown. The positive tests finish up less than one half of 1% of all the tests taken. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.